This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Day number two of our Big Iron broadcast on the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, booming from 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, AM 1090 KTGO, The Flag in the Bakken and KLTC in Dickinson. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is back. We missed you, Todd. How are you?
Woo-hoo!
Yay. Hey, I miss being here, but I shot you the picture of our high-level meeting. It was so high-level, we had it in a garbage can.
Yeah, I made fun yesterday of Todd that he was with a bunch of suits from corporate at some high-level meeting, and he sends me a photo of a bunch of guys around a garbage bin.
Hey, I was told to make myself available for this meeting. I didn't realize that's where it was going to be.
Yeah, well, you've
see, more proof that sometimes when you have meetings with corporate people, it all ends up in the garbage anyway. So
there you go, exactly right. Well, tonight's another debate. We're going to talk about that on the program today. I found a fellow by the name of Brian Walsh. He's actually written a piece for U.S. News and World Report, if you read that or catch it online. He is a longtime political operative in Washington, D.C., worked for a lot of the names you'd know. And he says Donald Trump has no chance of winning the Republican nomination. So he's going to be here next hour. I told him, why don't you come on the program and it'll be akin to being fed to the wolves. Because we have a lot of Donald Trump fans in our audience, for understandable reasons. And I think he's missed a few things. There's a few things where I have to admit I hadn't thought of it, that he has raised some issues. So we'll go through those point by point and give you a chance to weigh in. I'm curious what you want from the debate tonight. We talked about that before the first debate, but what are you looking to hear? For those of you that maybe, hey, I like this guy or that guy or I like her, or I want this, but what do you want to hear? We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk agriculture today at Big Iron because this is fun. This is, as Phil Parker said, this really shouldn't, this isn't, this is, Big Iron's too small. We really ought to call it Huge Iron, gargantuan iron, because there's just so much that happens here, and it's great to get folks from all around the upper Midwest together, and in some cases all around the world, to talk agriculture on the program, so we'll be doing that. We're broadcasting from the Gates Manufacturing Display, just to the north, a little east of the grandstand, so stop by and see us and say hello. We'd love to chat with you. On the program today, we're going to meet some folks from RDO Equipment. We're going to do that in just a moment, talk a little bit about what they're talking with the growers about here at Big Iron. We'll also meet the Gates team and talk a little bit about that Magnum Culture Hero and some of the new technology they've added to it that they're displaying here at Big Iron as well, and tell you about some of our fine sponsors today who bring you the program. It's Wednesday. That means we're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Oil can, and North Dakota Oil does every single day. Next week is the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting. It'll be here in Fargo. It starts Monday night with a great demonstration for folks on the eastern end of North Dakota and western Minnesota about the oil industry and technology. And, by the way, then Tuesday at lunch, Stephen Moore of the Wall Street Journal. So looking forward to that as well. All right, let me introduce you to our first guest of the program here before we crank up the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today and get to your calls on the news of the day. Matt Grove, a product specialist with RDO, and Todd Thompson, general manager for the Northern Red River Valley at RDO, are with us at our Big Iron broadcast booth here today. Gentlemen, how are you?
Good. Good morning.
Good. Good morning.
I want to talk a little bit about technology because, everybody understands the changes technology are bringing to all of us and all of our lives. We only need to look at our telephones, right? And who calls them telephones anymore? Smartphones, right? And what they do today versus what they did a year or two or 5 years ago. Tell me a little bit about how technology is transforming agriculture. Yeah?
Things for us have really changed and progressed. You know, we started back in the late 90s getting into documentation and looking at this world of GPS. Then that evolved into customers having AutoTrack, being able to steer their implements straight, getting consistent guess rows in the row crop conditions. And now today we really focus on the data. So the auto steering portion is pretty much accepted, kind of the standard mixed into your equipment. Now we focus on the data, looking at machine health, equipment optimization, making sure we're doing everything as efficiently as possible. as possible. You know, a lot of that equates into a lot of the crop consultants you see around here at the Big Iron Show working with variable rate technology. How can we incorporate, you know, putting in those crop inputs through our equipment, managing different zones for fertility practices, things of that nature? Our goal is to really be there to make sure our equipment can do that for our customers.
So if I'm out here as a grower or rancher and I'm checking out some new technology, my mind is probably just, you know, a mess, Todd, right? I mean, because there's just so many options. There's so much technology. There's so many things. What does RDO bring to a technology that folks should be aware of?
You know, we find the most important thing about the technology today is the ability to support that technology that's out. And you're right, there's so many different options, scenarios for technology today. You've got to be the professionals in that, in the support of that with the customer. So we have teams specifically hired and in place to support that technology. We've got call centers, we've got our parts support team, we've got our technology support teams that are available for a farmer to call in from their smartphone from the field. It's nothing they have to stop for. They can place the calls, they can get information out. Matt and his team of product specialists are available at a moment's notice to go out and support this technology, and we're very proud of the teams that we have in place to continue to provide the technology and incorporating the customer's uptime.
A very important match that you not only have the technology and that being the cutting edge, the latest, but also the support. Because what good is technology if you're clueless on how to use it properly and do? What kind of questions do you get, Matt? What do you think is a common area of you know, where the RDO difference with that support really is utilized?
You know, I think the biggest question we get for support is what can I do with the information? I've been collecting all this. I have this capability with the equipment that you guys have sold, serviced, and provided instruction on. And basically, what can I do with that information now to make my operation better? And as Todd said, our teams are pivotal in our trade areas. You know, from a lot of our listeners here today, Western North Dakota, the Red River Valley here, Minnesota, and South Dakota into those areas. You know, we have the teams that can provide that insight and help partner with your operation to let you know what you can do with that data.
So I could talk to someone.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just say, hey, Matt, I'm lost here. Help me out.
Yep.
And that's what you walk through. It's not throw you a manual and say, here, figure it out. That's not support, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. You know, it's... You know, we kind of joke that the new operator's manual is a cell phone, and that's really true. You know, having the right partners and team members in place to get the answer and get you the solution is what our ultimate goal is.
Now, Matt mentioned, you know, some of the many things that this technology does, including, you know, keeping an eye on the machines themselves. And I know RDO has that promise of uptime guaranteed. Is that match for that? I mean, you constantly watching every bolt on these machines, Todd?
You know, as much as we are possibly provided, there's a system called JD Link provided by John Deere. And that's the machine health part of it. And our teams at RDO are able to watch people's tractors all over the globe and find out what's going on. If somebody runs low on fuel, if an operator gets out of the seat, if something major happens to an engine or a drive component, we get a notice on the computer. We're able to call that customer and say, hey, either stop right now or in the next 24 hours, whatnot, let's get you the information, get you the products, the parts that you need in order to clear that code and keep going. So those teams are there, and you know, Matt mentioned, too, from the technology standpoint, we're not just there to provide the technology and support it, but we also work with our manufacturer partners in John Deere in the data that comes from all the different vendors that these customers trust to help their farming operation. We want to find better ways to integrate that to be able to improve their productivity and their profitability going forward.
What is on the drawing board that most excites you? What is what's around the corner, Matt, that is the next and latest and greatest things that growers are asking you about?
You know, really the integration with all those different third parties that Todd just spoke about, and through our manufacturing partner with John Deere. You know, they've really done a good job with the My John Deere Operations Center, which is basically a holding bin or a channel to, you know, collect and manage that data to send it out. And what they've done is they've opened up the Operations Center to a lot of different APIs. So now we're looking at third-party software or different solutions that a customer's using through his agronomic service providers, that now we can incorporate that information into the John Deere side through the Operations Center. So really collecting that, having that one-stop solution and truly plugging the green-on-green solution to help make decisions is huge for us.
Fantastic. Well, these guys actually are a Big Iron along with so many others. So if you come on out here, look for the green.
and you'll find the RDO team and talk a little bit about not only that technology, but also the support services they offer. Gentlemen, anything else you want to share with our listeners, Todd?
We're at booth number 1307 and 1308 with a lot of our available stuff besides John Deere, our Shortlines products. So stop by and see us.
All right.
Yeah, stop on by. Also, with the Deere manufacturer, we have the full complete lineup of the four-wheel drive tractors, offering two tracks, wheels, and a four-track solution. So stop by.
Big Iron's fun, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's a blast.
Great time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, get a chance to interact with a lot of folks. Well, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it very much, guys.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
You bet. Our thanks to Matt Grove, RDO Product Specialist, Todd Thompson, General Manager for the Northern Red River Valley for RDO equipment, and they are here at Big Iron. So come on by and see him while you're here. We are at the Gates Manufacturing display right north of the grandstand. We'll be broadcasting live another day today and then again tomorrow as well. We're going to check in with Andy Gates here in a little bit as well and talk a little bit about what they're displaying here today. So lots going on at Big Iron. If you're headed this way, please come see us. Have a great time. Get to your calls on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550 and we continue on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Chairman Tyler Spike. Since approximately 70% of North Dakota soybean crop is shipped overseas, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to be hosting a number of international trade teams this fall. These teams consist of the top wholesalers, traders, and buyers of U.S. soybeans from Southeast Asia and China. While buyers may have been purchasing North Dakota soybeans for years, there is no better way to build relationships than to bring them to fields right here and show them a soybean harvest in action while meeting farmers and sharing a meal in the shop. Because of the relationships that are developed through these trade team visits, the buyers know that our soybeans are good quality and produced by people they know and trust. For more information about our international marketing efforts, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with four techs. It'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
And we are back on What's on Your Mind. So the debate tonight. You looking forward to it? You excited about it? You anticipating what? A little fireworks with Donald Trump? kind of has become the Trump show, as it is not even really the debate so much, which, you know, I think is an okay thing. I really do. I think the fact that people are engaged and paying attention is a good thing. You know, I really do. I think that's bringing some new folks into the debate. You know, what's interesting is I mentioned earlier we're going to have Brian Walsh on. And Brian is a, fair to call him, I guess, a Republican operative, but just, you know, kind of been one of those guys involved in campaigns for a lot of years. And he says Trump can't win. And he's going to join us next hour. I'm not going to Trump, no pun intended. Is
it's an ironic choice of words, isn't it?
Yeah. But I kind of like the fact that Donald Trump has everybody perplexed. You know, what is the deal? How is that? It's the defying all odds, and, you know, he can be a jerk and nobody cares. His poll numbers go up. He can call somebody ugly and it doesn't matter, and, you know, everything. But I think the growing narrative is that it won't last. Right, that you can't ride that wave into the Republican nomination and then I don't know. I've said for a while that I think Trump has to pivot at some point from, you know, pot shots into policy, into just some substance where he's saying, here's what I'm going to. I didn't see it last night, but I guess he was doing a an event on top of an aircraft carrier where he was supposed to give out some details of his foreign policy. And I know it was late last night. It was California, so it was later. I saw some reporting on it coming up, but folks wondering how much detail there was going to be. I haven't seen it, but those are the kind of things I think are important. And maybe he's doing that out in California ahead of the debate, and we're going to see more of that. But we've been talking about it for a while, just really haven't seen it. Another piece in U.S. News and World Report, and I swear I'm not partial to U.S. News and World Report here, but I just happened to read the article that Walsh wrote about why Trump can't win, and then there was a an article referenced in this, and this was by a pollster. Never heard of the guy. His name is Michael Horn, and his piece is called "The Unengaged and Uninformed." Donald Trump supporters love him, but they are less likely to vote than the average Republican primary voter. And it talked about Trump supporters being 44% not engaged, 45%, you know, a minimal level of political involvement, 45% have very little, you know, I don't know, again, know how they characterize these people, 7% informed, 1% invested, and 3% influential. And so voter engagement is this scale that starts with issue awareness and voter turnout and ramps up through informed voters who follow the issues more closely, invested voters who donate to campaigns, and influential voters who share their thoughts and volunteer on behalf of campaigns. And bottom line of what this is saying about Trump is that it's, you know, people who are, yeah, I'm for that guy, I love him, but when push comes to shove, don't vote, are not engaged in the process, don't pay attention, don't actually volunteer, don't, you know, go to the next level, which obviously if you're seeking the Republican nomination, you need that. Those are the kind of people you have to have. So I don't know what I make of any of it. I really don't. I love hearing what you make of it. And I love hearing about what you're looking for in these nominees. I share your enormous sense of frustration of how there is nobody really out there speaking for you all the time, every time, and that Trump has tapped into that. And that's for me, too. Donald Trump gets how mad people are about the direction of this country. And with his rise in the polls, if you are wanting to be in that position, be where he is, be up there at Trump-like levels or Carson-like levels, why you wouldn't roll up your sleeves and say, well, I'm going to do it like Donald's done it. Maybe with a little more substance, maybe with a little kinder, gentler, whatever, but I'm going to tap in to how people feel. It'd be a smart move if you ask me. I don't know why they don't do it. Anyway, let's chat about it. What do you want tonight from the debate? Who are you looking to emerge? Do you have Trump fatigue? Are you still 100% go Trump go? Just tell me what's on your mind. call our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Speaking of Cloverdale, today's the day. 2 until 6 this afternoon, cash-wise, Bismarck. Your chance to stop by. The Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour will be there and doling out some freebies. And also some great savings on the rough cut bacon and the tangy summer sausage today, too, at Cashwise, courtesy of your friends at Cloverdale. So wanted to tell you about that today as well. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you are at Big Iron, please come by, say hello, love to meet you. Can't miss us. If you you know anything about harrowing equipment, you're gonna find us right here, the Magnum Culture Harrow, the tool of choice among farmers that have to get out there in damp soil. Excellent for residue management, wet ground, 32 to 60-foot working widths. It's built by Gates. That means it's built tough. Lansford, North Dakota. You know, equipment manufactured all over the world comes into North Dakota these days. So the folks at Gates Manufacturing, Lansford, North Dakota, are proud to say their equipment is designed here. Their equipment is built here, and their equipment is proven out here by North Dakota farmers in North Dakota fields. Something to be said for that, right? And that tool of choice among farmers dealing with the damp soil is definitely the Magnum Culture Harrow. You ought to see it operated with a pad here like they're doing today. The technology that they matched up with this is really pretty amazing. From folks that pioneered the heavy harrow industry with the first solid-mounted harrow drawbar back in 1990. And they continue that tradition by manufacturing the most complete line of residue management toolbars and attachments in the industry. Contact one of their dealers or stop and see them here at Big Iron or go online to GatesMFG.net or call them at 701-784-5434 to find a Gates dealer near you. Built to perform, built to last. They'll just put their name on the equipment. They stand behind the equipment. That's what they do. And they'd love to meet with you here at Big Iron. Just getting cranked. I mean, the doors open a half hour. Goes a little quiet to start the day, but I have a hunch today is going to be the busy day. Usually is on Wednesday because it's the middle day. Some folks come in the night before and get set to take it all in. So, but there are 35th anniversary, Big Iron, by the way. Been at this a long darn time, and it is great fun. So stop by and see us, say hello, and take in all the fun here at Big Iron. Todd, I had a foot-long hot dog yesterday with some cheese curds, too. So the food's not bad. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
A little bit of lemonade.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So there's a little a fair-like food flavor going on here as well. Right? So,
say that five times fast.
Yeah, a little fair-like food flavor.
Fair-like food flavor. No, forget it. I can't
something
do
like
it.
That. Yeah, all right, John and Fargo wants to talk about the debate tonight, so do I. And anything else on your mind? We'll do that after a short time out. Live from Big Iron today on What's On Your Mind. 800-228-0550. Let's roll on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Back to the phone we go. Art, Sunbelt Business Brokers, is on the phone. Hello, Art. How's it going today?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. Looking forward to telling our listeners about how Sunbelt Business Brokers has been around for some time and really made a name for itself in business sales. Tell us a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, Sunbelt's been around since 1978. It has over 240 franchises, 1,400 sales brokers on six continents, and we usually sell about 2,000 businesses annually. So Sunbelt of North Dakota is one of those franchises. So we have a worldwide reach, but it's locally owned and controlled.
Now, we have a website we're going to give out in a moment. Tell us about how powerful that is for your listings.
Our website gets three times the view of our next three competitors combined.
That's a great way to reach buyers, folks, and that is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Start now. Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And you wonder why we have a federal debt. I just read a story about the federal government through a Department of Transportation grant awarding or offering a $500,000 a subsidy to an airline carrier if they would add a Fargo to Seattle route. $500,000. Now, how many communities did they do that for? By the way, I'm all for our airports doing well here, but I'm thinking if the federal taxpayer, us, has to foot the bill to say, you know, to me, if Seattle Fargo makes sense, it makes sense. The carrier does it. But to incentivize them with $500,000, isn't that crazy? Maybe I'm all wet. You just tell me. Maybe I'm missing the boat here. I don't know. 800-228-0550. We're Big Iron today. Back to the phones here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And by the way, our broadcast from Big Iron brought to you by Gates Manufacturing, Peterson Farm Seed, Stand Tall, Superior Grain Bins. Protect your profitability with the industry's most reliable grain bin. North Dakota One Call. In North Dakota, safety is always a priority for all of us. And by RDO Equipment. The RDO promise, uptime guaranteed. All right, John Fargo, what's on your mind? You're next.
Congratulations. You're doing a terrific job of selling advertising, but you should start like a radio talk show on your channel. But I'll get to my point. I am tuning in to the debates with enthusiasm. I'm an old Democrat, so I won't be voting for any of your people there. But the continued destruction of the Republican Party, a party that is willing to allow Donald Trump the preeminent position, it's disgusting. You know, there are some quality Republicans there. I think there are three or four of them, actually. But Donald Trump, for goodness sakes, I mean, go for it. I mean, go for it. Probably a flawed candidate is going to emerge from the Democratic Party. Hillary's got issues. And the only thing that can secure that, you know, the path you Republicans are on is you're going to probably get Hillary elected or whoever comes out of our party, and you're going to destroy the Republican Party because of an inability to criticize of an absolute the man's a pig. I'll tell you something. When there isn't one Republican male on that, then Carly Fiorina does not need protection. But I'll tell you something. if he spoke the words like that to anyone in my family, that overstuffed punk would be sitting on his butt. And nobody said, they said, oh, it's unfortunate, it's unkind. Well, really? God. I mean, good luck with your group there. Okay.
John, thank you for those random thoughts. Carrie and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I just wanted to comment. To a little degree, I agree with the gentleman who was just on, but not completely. I try to vote for the best candidate. And I will admit that when I don't know which way I want to vote, I will lean towards the Democrats. But this year, the Democrats don't have a single soul worth voting for. As far as this, I'm concerned, it's down to who the Republican Party is going to put up. And I've, ever since this whole thing with Trump and Carson entering the race, you've hit it spot on. The two gentlemen, especially Trump, has very clearly identified how angry and upset and how all tired we are of professional politicians who don't get a gosh darn thing done. And when they do, it's in direct contrast to what we, the people, have been telling them we want. Now, Trump has brought everybody's attention, but if he doesn't change his ways, he's going to lose the people that are behind him, because if he doesn't start coming out, not, you know, I said before, never in a million years did I ever think I would say, I'm going to vote for Trump. He's got a strong possibility as far as I'm concerned, but if he doesn't start bringing out policies and how he's going to do things, just saying, I'm going to change it, this isn't going to happen if I'm in office, well, that's all fine and well, but at some point you have to start saying how you're going to do it. So I think he's at that crossroads. And besides which, just by sheer luck, we happened to be in D.C. last week when the Iran protest was going on, and ended up just a few feet away from him. And if he wants to start picking on people, let me tell you what, that hairdo of his is even wilder in person than it is on TV.
I think that's the idea behind the hats. If you haven't noticed the caps.
Oh yeah, I've noticed, and I figured that out real
did
quick.
Did he ever wear that kind of cap before this campaign? He doesn't look like the kind of guy that would wear those kind of caps.
Have you ever seen one of those? There's a photo out where his hair looks like, you know, I don't know, a cross between Red Skeleton and Yoda. It's just it's everywhere, and I think ever since that went viral, I think they decided to do the hat deal. I don't know. But.
Well, you know, the first time I saw him on TV with a hat, two thoughts immediately crossed my mind: was that his hair was being uncontrollable that day, or somehow he thought by putting on that hat brought him down to the level of John Q. Public.
So you like the fact that he's in the arena, not afraid to throw a punch, but you want that matched with some substance, it sounds like. That, I mean,
yeah,
so,
he's got everybody's attention now. Now he needs to start putting something behind it.
What should he stop doing?
Well, making stupid comments about anybody, I don't care who it is. That's, you know, stop it now. You've got everybody's attention. And that might have worked for you somewhere else, but even in the world of human resources, that wouldn't stand.
Yeah,
as an employer.
I'm amazed, though, Carrie, and I appreciate your call very much and your thoughts, and you know, share a lot of what I think. If Donald Trump is going to capitalize on what he's done to this point, needs to do going forward, I'm with you. I'm amazed more people aren't bugged by some of the things that bug you. It's almost like you overlook it just because the guy's willing to say what you think. Bruce, who's traveling on the road today, what's on your mind? You're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Boy, Scott, you know, Ted Carson's always been on my mouth since he took Obama's house at the prayer breakfast, but you know, we have somebody that's in the field right now, Ted Cruz, he's got the embodiment, he's got the pizzazz, he's got the determination, and he's got a record proving that he will stand up to the Beltway way of thinking and actually hold the ground, and he's done legislation. So he's got to me, he's kind of a Carson and Treff wrapped into one. He's got the gentleman integrity of Carson, and he's got the guts of Treff. I don't know why nobody even tends to bring him up, and I hope to see him shine tonight. And you mentioned about people not getting involved. If there was anybody, a candidate, in my 45 years of paying attention to politics, that I would even take time off of work and go volunteer for, if that man is our candidate, I'll be the first man in his office here in Fargo supporting him and getting the word out about Cruz.
But it would take him being in the race in order for you to go to that level of involvement.
I would. He's got it. If you look at his record and everything he's done, his speeches, his tenacity to stand up to the establishment and say, no, this will not stand. This is not America. Knock it off. I mean, he's taken the voice of the people and thrown it into Washington. And, he's done it in a very gentleman way with integrity. And I think that's Trump's problem right now, is he's just demonstrating a lower class, a person that's not quite as the gentlemanly finesse of the office. I think that's really unbecoming the way Trump's been behaving lately.
Appreciate the call, Bruce. Thank you very much. Daniel, man, Dan, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Hey, I just had to make a few comments about Trump. We got people online that are on the air here that are supporting him. A lot of some people have negative things to say. I wanted to say a few things that Trump reminds me of the conservative version of Obama when he first got in. All he shouted was change, change, change. I'm going to change America. Not a lot of anything to back up his comments. He never explained how he was going to change America. Trump hasn't explained one single thing about any policies that he's said he's going to enact. He's going to build a border wall. He's going to change the trade, you know, with all the other nations. Make America great again. Yeah, that sounds great, but let's see something. Let's hear it. How is he going to do it? You know, we got these other conservative leaders that are going for office. Rand Paul, for instance, has brought up a great flat tax rate plan that would do a great amount of good for America, and Ted Cruz's plan. I think Trump is bad news. I think he's going to split the conservative voter base, and the conservative voter base is going to be split down the center, and we're going to get Democrat again. Thank you.
Some of the points I was mentioning earlier in the polling a little bit, Daniel. I'm curious, I consider our audience, you know, informed. They see through this, and they like Trump, right? And so I agree with you. We've not seen a lot of meat on the bones of how I'm going to make America great again. Here's what I'm going to do to do that. Yet, you know, he's still getting a great deal of support from people. Why? Why do you think, Daniel, without the specificity, he still is revered, and I would argue by informed voters?
I think because he speaks his mind, and yeah, that's great. I love it because he speaks his mind, but look at his past history. He has a huge Democratic past history of supporting Democrat leaders. That's scary. How does he all of a sudden just switch sides and now he's conservative? Yeah, he can go out and he can go against the system, and that's great. We need somebody to do that. That's what we're looking for. I totally agree with that. But he acts like a spoiled 15-year-old, and we don't need that as our leader in this nation. We need someone strong, someone who makes very good decisions, somebody who doesn't charge through the China closet like a bull, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, very interesting. Daniel, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Others welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email questions or comments. When you call, by the way, you can always dial 1, leave a message. So if you just want to say your piece uninterrupted and have your say, just press 1, and you can do it, 2, to chat with us live on the air. When you call, turn that radio down, 2, and it'll make it a little easier to have a conversation. Live from the Gates Manufacturing Display at Big Iron, north and just a tad east, right across the main drag here from the grandstand at Big Iron. Stop and see us.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold Fish Oils are independently five-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold Fish Oil capsule contains more omega-3s than four standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free one-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
I want to tell you about a product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028. MyPillow. Guaranteed.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently five-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than four standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free one-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We continue at Big Iron with What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I want to tell you about Heatalls. They have it, you know. You instantly think, of course they do. I walk in there, I say, here's what I need, and they have it, the parts you need for your vehicle, right? But they have more than that. They have great people. Folks like Dale Helfrich in Bismarck, who's part of the team at Heatalls, actually the sales manager there, that works with folks that are out there meeting all day long. And about 40 years he's been with Heatalls. Isn't that something? And really loves the fact that what Heatalls brings is their experience. And again, that's the people. A lot of people in the company that have been there 20, 30, 40 years, and there's things you can't find on the computer. All parts stores have a computer. Everybody uses one. But when you get to, you know, some of the more obscure things or the older things, when push comes to shove, you need a little bit of, you know, institutional knowledge. And the guys at Hedolls absolutely have it. So I had to ask Dale about his first car. Love talking cars with the folks at Hedolls. There's a love affair with cars and the good folks at Hedolls. And he told me about his 65 Plymouth Belvedere. That was a fast one. He said it was a little ugly. John Deere green with red interior. Now, there's a combo, huh?
Wow. That's an unusual combination.
No kidding. Unbelievable. When he got married, he had a 70 Plymouth Barracuda. Plum crazy purple, white interior.
Oh, man, that'd be worth huge bucks right now.
Oh, my gosh. And can you imagine the you know, the purple and the white interior? And that's some serious.
I want.
Styling. Got three Harleys in the garage, too. And his first car, a 63 Ford Custom. Paid $90 for it. Bought it in Heber, North Dakota. Drove it to his uncle's shop at Taylor, about, you know, 20 miles away or whatever. Used 2 quarts of oil. To go from Heber to Taylor. Oh, I love
that's
it.
That's not good.
Now you got some stories to ask Dale about. Dale Helfrich, one of the great professionals. They have many. ASE certified professionals at Hedolls. Tell them Scott sent you. They're, of course, in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, too. All right, let's get back to the phones here and find out what's on your mind at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And Todd Mandan, you're next. You there, Todd?
Oh, hello there. Yeah, I am. Nice to talk to you, Scott.
You as well.
I'm going to go back to a couple callers. The old Democrat that he said he was.
Yeah.
And how he said that you have a nice show or radio advertising or something to that order. It just seems to me like he's kind of anti-capitalist. And being old, and sounds like he was trying to honor you too, which makes me believe that he probably wasn't a very happy man during the Reagan administration. And as far as what he calls Trump a clown and things like that, and how our party is going to be not letting somebody like that possibly be the nomination. And I can't believe that the Democrat Party would actually think about having somebody that, you know, right now being investigated for the things that she has done, and nobody's even saying anything about it. And another thing, he said that he's going to be watching tonight's Republican debate. That's because the Democrats aren't going to have any, because they won't let anybody talk about Hillary. They have to, she would be the main topic of the discussion as far as I'm concerned. They'd have to go after her for some way. And Biden, I don't know, but that guy would not be a very good president. So whoever we have as the Republican nominee, I'm not sure who I'm going to be going for. Trump, yes, I'd vote for him, but there's no way that the Democrats should win this election just because of who they're trying to put up. Thank you.
All good points, Todd. Appreciate that very much. And I think you responded well to John. I chose just to let him share some random thoughts and let you folks respond, and you did very well. Appreciate that. Mike in Medina, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing? I got a little prediction.
A prediction about the debate tonight?
Well, basically, on the election, actually.
Okay, on the election. Go ahead. Lay it on.
Well, Donald Trump's going to get it. The vice president will be Ted Cruz. On the Democratic side, Hillary's not going to get it. You know, the nominee.
Right.
Joe Biden will get the nominee. The only reason why Joe Biden has not said he's going to actually run, they're seeing how bad she's going to go down. So she's going to see how bad she's being hurt with all of her scandals. And that's why he's kind of staying on the sidelines. And if she goes down much further, Joe Biden's going to jump in.
Well, I mean, I don't even think Joe Biden would even be openly considering this, talking about it, meeting with the, you know, potential donors without clearly signaling exactly what you're talking about, Mike. That, hey,
right.
she's damaged goods, and we're here in the wings in case this thing flames out. So, I mean, FBI investigation is undergoing right now, the Democratic nominee. So,
well, I know. She's on fire, and she's going down, but she's not down all the way. When she drops down further in the polls,
and then Joe comes in.
Is coming in.
So who wins, Trump or Biden in the end?
Well, they're not going to win at all.
Next November. All right, Trump wins. Got it. Folks, more on Trump and an expert wants to chat with you next. Stick around.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA is your official Bison tailgating supply headquarters with everything you need for game day. Propane fill, just $10. Bison gear, fresh baked buns, pop, cookies, and medium pizza, $5.99. PetroServe USA is giving away $10,000. Register weekly for your chance to win one of two $500 gift cards and a fully loaded Bison tailgating trailer.
Helping America feel better.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.